This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it is all about that rain. That rain, which is moving up from the south and causing some issues on the roadways for sure. And we're joined by Chief Meteorologist Dan Brutenhoff. Now, Dan, how long is this going to stick around? All morning?
Yeah, all morning we'll see them streaming in from the southwest. But areas west of Gainesville to Denton to Weatherford line, probably not going to see much rain at all. We do have a new area of some light, maybe some moderate rain, no thunder with it, nothing severe, coming in from the south, crossing over Interstate 20 out of Johnson and Ellis County. That's going to be moving across eastern, well, it's pretty much Tarrant, Dallas, also into Collin and eastern Denton County.
KRLD power outage update.
We are seeing some power outages this morning, and we're looking into it. Dan was saying, I mean, there's really not any lightning to speak of. So, just some random power outages across North Texas this morning, including 5,600 in Tarrant County right now. About 1,700 in Dallas County, Collin County experiencing 3,500 outages at this point. I was looking into one of these outages in Tarrant County, and this one just a little bit to the northeast of where 35W and 820 come together, and they say it had to do with somebody from outside messing with their equipment. So we'll be looking into that, and that's responsible for about 1,500 of the outages in Tarrant County. Parents and some Frisco school kids may be a little nervous, but classes do resume today at Hosp Elementary. That's where a bullet was fired through a window yesterday.
The round shattered the window pane, scattering shards of glass and fragments of the bullet inside a classroom full of children. Despite that, though, no one was hurt. Frisco police say they have determined who fired the shot, and they believe it was accidental, but so far there are no charges.
I think he deserves charges, yes.
Parents like Alnara Kaliva have a number of questions about how this could have been, as police say, unintentional. The Collin County District Attorney will continue the investigation. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas Rangers fans we talked to say they're optimistic about the start of the new season.
I spoke to this guy who says he just became a season ticket holder.
I'm hoping that they go all the way this year. Last year I got 32 balls during batting practice. This year I'm trying to get 50.
Who's your favorite player and who are you most excited to see this year?
Wyatt Langford? Yeah. I really hope that, you know, he goes even better than he did last year and gets the recognition that he deserves, I feel like, from the rest of the league.
This woman, like everyone else, has high expectations.
In 1984, I thought we had a shot at a pennant.
So I'm
a homer.
Eternal optimist.
I'm a homer. So, of course, I think we have a shot. But realistically, you know, injuries killed us last year. And if we can stay out of that level, I think we have a shot.
From Globe Life Field, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Thanks so much. You had a lot of fun as well, Joe, talking
it
to
was.
Fans yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I hung out with the tailgaters ahead of
yes.
the game. And they go all out. There must have been 6 or 7 Blackstone grills.
Did you have some of that elote that they were talking about?
Let me tell you, they offered me everything. I got Jello shots, and there was a ton of liquor. I was surprised at how many people bring their own DJs. Not just someone with a loud stereo, but literally someone on the turntables.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
The people you talked to had 113 people in their party.
Yes.
113.
I mean, do they have 113 tickets to get in the game? I don't know.
Unbelievable.
But it was a whole lot of fun. If you want to see some of the videos, it was really awesome. It was so much fun. If you want to see some of the videos, we've posted it all up on our social medias. You can check it out on the KRLD Facebook page.
Meanwhile, as for the game, hey, it started great. Nathan Eovaldi was outstanding on opening day.
Swing and a foul tip caught by Higashioka. Eovaldi strikes out the side here in order in the sixth. He's got 9 strikeouts.
Yeah, 9 Ks. He didn't walk anybody. And Texas and Boston went back and forth. But in the ninth inning, Willer Abreu spoiled the party. He had a 3-run shot to give Boston the lead. They went on to win it 5-2. Game 2 is tonight at 7:05.
In fact, some of the people I talked to were a couple of Boston fans that had walked in, and I was just oblivious. I said, hey, what brings you here? What's your thing you love most about the Rangers? I absolutely failed to notice that he was wearing a Red Sox jersey. I was so just blinded. Well, I don't know why.
Sometimes the Rangers wear red.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do. They used to back in the day a lot.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of blue now.
There were a lot of, I tell you, and I lived in Orlando's, for a while, and the Orlando Magic were not a very popular team. So yeah, just as a personal note, my wife, Ronnie Sue, and I, we're adopting a teenager from foster care. And this has been a 10-month process. Anytime you're dealing with state bureaucracy, it never goes quickly. The caseworkers are all vastly underpaid and overworked and underappreciated. And they handle hundreds and hundreds of cases. And we're nearing the end, we think, of our adoption process. Now, we thought that, of course, last year. We thought that before Christmas. We were under the impression that we would be able to welcome this 14-year-old into our home. She was 13 at the time. She's grown a year older now in this process. But she is in a very large group home in a small town called Chipley, Florida. It's way up in the panhandle, very near the Alabama border. And we got some of the disclosure documents from her cases this week, and we found that she has had 55 homes, 55 placements in 11 years.
Oh, my.
And she even had a failed adoption. A couple took her in, said they were going to adopt her, and changed their mind and gave her back to the state. So as you might imagine, she has some doubts as to whether or not she's actually going to be adopted this time. And since it's been taking longer than we anticipated, we thought, my wife and I, that it would be a good idea for us to go see her. She just had her birthday last Friday, turned 14. So we thought it'd be a good idea to go see her, so let her know, hey, we're still in here. We talk to her every week on video phone, but we just wanted to be able to connect with her. And hopefully the next time we head to Florida, we'll be picking her up and bringing her home to her new home. Where we'll be dedicated with great purpose, great cause of raising her the best that we're able to do so. And for anybody else, think about adopting a kid in foster care, man. There's a whole lot of them, and they all desperately need homes.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Stocks finished lower again yesterday on Wall Street, with declines ranging from a third of 1% to around 0.5%. Shares of automakers fell with news about President Donald Trump's announcement of tariffs on auto imports, but rental car companies revved higher. Shares of Hertz and Avis Budget surged. The research firm Vital Knowledge said investors see tariffs boosting the value of rental companies' fleets. A Cox Automotive analyst said used car prices may rise by around 3%. This year. Shares of Lululemon are falling ahead of the opening bell. The company is concerned about U.S. consumer spending. The yoga wear brand delivered a disappointing outlook for the year. Lululemon is working to boost demand by expanding product choices and entering new categories, adding gear for sports like golf. It's also been trying to adapt to shoppers that prefer looser styles. Management said President Trump's tariffs on China and Mexico will weigh slightly on margins. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Well, 3 people are being treated for gunshot wounds in an attack in a residential neighborhood in southeast Dallas last night.
The call came in on Ezekiel Avenue. When police arrived, they found 3 people shot at this location. Dallas Fire Rescue responded and took all 3 shooting victims to a local hospital. Their status and conditions are not released at this time. Now, as for the shooter or shooters, no information on those people either. Dallas police have said that no one is in custody intensity right now that we know of. As you can imagine, folks are stepping outside of their homes, just trying to get a peek of what's going on in their neighborhood at this hour on this corner.
NBC5's Candace Sweat goes on to say, yeah, the conditions of the victims have not been released. Texas Republicans want to change the rules for health insurance companies.
Proposed legislation says that if an insurance company covers the cost of gender transition for Texans, they must also cover the cost if they want to detransition. State Senator Brian Hughes says that without this, people who could not afford the procedure would be stuck.
This bill is important to address real medical concerns for Texans and make sure we have equitable health care coverage.
Earlier this month, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw introduced a bill to permanently protect kids from gender transitioning. It bans federal funding for any medical facility that provides sex change treatments to kids. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, New York is blocking Texas from filing a legal action against a doctor accused of mailing the abortion pill to a pregnant mom. Pro-life groups say that they saw this coming.
This doctor didn't have a license to practice telemedicine. They're going to wave a blind eye at the expense of babies.
That's Kim Schwartz with Texas Right to Life, who says this case will eventually end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. There has been a growing battle between states that ban abortion and those that support abortion rights. New York is one of eight states that have shield laws in response to the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.